There is no factual basis for those assertions. Zero. None. Because they're not true.
That would be Jay Carney defending the CIA, saying the CIA is not stirring the pot in any such manner. Lately, the CIA has been on trial behind the scenes in Washington. Part of that, the Dianne Feinstein thing with the report and what happened if we kick it all the way back to the Bush administration and when Obama first came in. The tactics that were used, the enhanced tactics, which included waterboarding and whatnot. And then some other things attached to the CIA as well. So he's getting hurled a bunch of questions about it at the Daily Briefing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney, happy as always to be the captain of this ship called America tonight in the nooks and crannies. It's interesting weather-wise. I haven't actually talked about weather in a long time. I used to say Mother Nature controlled this show. It is definitely the common denominator, no matter what's going on. It's the conversation we have every single day, right, with strangers on elevators, pumping gas, passing by someone holding a door. Somebody mentioned something about the crazy weather, or if the weather's nice. In some areas, weather is starting to pop. Flowers are blooming. It's great. But yet in Minneapolis, Matt informs me at the mothership they may be getting some snow. They got snow flakes anyway in New York late on Tuesday. Heavy, heavy rain in other parts of the Northeast and still some really chilly temperatures. It's strange. I saw a wild swing myself where heading into the weekend, pegging in the red at 80, 85 degrees almost, then dropping all the way down on Monday to 45 degrees. Oh, what a switch that is. My mother used to say, dress in layers. I guess we all have another thing in common. Dress in layers when you don't know what the weather is going to be like. That's probably my best suggestion that I can give you. All right, it is a holy week. Passover started for Jewish folks. And, of course, at the tail end of the week, we've got Holy Thursday, Good Friday, culminating in Easter Sunday. So it's sad when we have religion front and center as part of this horrible thing that happened in Kansas City. Three lives ended because a 73-year-old man who I have no idea what drives you to this kind of rage, this Frazier Glenn Cross, who now faces charges of premeditated first-degree murder after he opens fire, allegedly, at two Jewish centers. Doesn't kill any Jewish people, by the way, either. Three Christians. And there are no words for ending a 14-year-old boy's life who had everything in front of him, who, in fact, was with his grandfather auditioning for a part that he hoped would get him a scholarship. Instead, his mother and father are burying him, and they're burying the grandfather as well. So Reet Griffin Underwood, who was by all means, by all accounts, incredibly thoughtful and studious, and who cares that, I mean, the accolades just are everywhere about this kid, and you can see it in pictures of him. He just is full of life. The fact that his life ended on a Sunday that way is, it's, there's no words for it. There just are no words for it. And then the doctor who was a practicing doctor who was helping so many people navigate the choppy waters of Obamacare, you want to talk about that, he moved from Oklahoma to KC to be closer to his family and loved to be with his grandchildren. And that's where William Corcoran was. He was killed doing what he loved to do with his grandson. He was taking him to that audition. They were shot outside of the Jewish community center, and it's just awful. And then there was another woman, Terry Lamano, 53, visiting her mother at Village Shalom, a trip that she made every Sunday. She was Catholic, and she was somebody who was working with a lot of kids who had, she was a therapist, who had all kinds of problems, physical problems, and was an incredibly caring and sympathetic person. And it and she had two kids of her own. So there is no sense. You can make really no sense of this whatsoever. And the questions still just hang in the air is why? Why would you do this? And, of course, the 73-year-old who's arrested and being held on $10 million bond is somebody who had a crazy history of white supremacy and ran for the House, ran for the Senate on, you know, white power, basically, and whatever pushed him to the edge and to do that and do what he did that day. That rage is just, wow, unreal. And I bring it up because of the religious aspect. It's a hate crime. They're pursuing the hate crime thing. And this is the holiest of weeks, whether you're Jewish or Christian. So, man, it's just an awful, awful thing. Here's another thing, not to start off with the blues, because, you know, in local television news, they always say if it's negative, if it's nasty, it's certainly going to be kicked off. And that's because this is what's unfolding. But it's a strange deal in South Korea. A ferry sinks. It was carrying a whole bunch of high school kids, about 477 people, and there were 325 students. Two people have died. They're still doing that rescue thing because they still have 100 missing people, so that's not good. But a lot survived, and a lot of that was quick thinking. They jumped off of the ferry that was listing, you know, it was going back and forth, and just started to swim, and there was rescue boats immediately. That's the good news there. So they were able to really rescue as many people as they could possibly pull out of the water. But you still have these 100 people that are unaccounted for, and they're trying to piece together what happened here, because it listed and then it slowly sank off the coast of South Korea. And what the reason why all of that is still the big question mark as to what happened there. How did it slowly tilt on the side? What had happened? But the part that's being reported is the part of the people helping each other, diving off the boat, like I said, trying to swim, being rescued, sending out those distress signals. I mean, ferries are still pretty big, and this one was 68,000 tons. And luckily it was slow to sinking to give people more of a chance to get off the boat. It left at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it was almost right away. They started sending the distress signal. So whatever happened pretty quickly into this ferry run. And, hopefully they find some of those people alive of the 100. That they still can't account for. And I don't know, last night we were talking about this blood moon. I don't know how many people actually had a chance. I kept saying, go out and look at the sky. If you go to my Facebook, you go to America Tonight, right in my backyard, I could see the blood moon. It was the coolest thing. As soon as we got off the air and I took some pictures of it, it was had just completely red. And it looked almost like someone threw a ball up in the air. And we're going to see a couple more of these this year. It just depends on where you live. If there was cloud cover, you couldn't see it, but we had a fantastic view of it. Stay with us. Much more to come here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This next conversation, of course, we've been talking about the different tentacles of Obamacare. And with us in our virtual green room right now to talk about is James Balvo. He's counsel and senior policy advisor at Cause of Action. And an interesting topic to talk about is what's happening with the federal agencies who are implementing Obamacare. Cause of Action says, hey, wait a second. We got to look at what these federal agencies were doing. Were they improperly, many of them, implementing Obamacare? James, first, thanks for hanging with us on ATN. And the question is that, how many federal agencies were doing this, and what did you find when you looked under the hood?
Sure thing. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this issue. So Cause of Action had a Freedom of Information Act request that we sent to the Department of Housing and Urban Development on an unrelated issue, and we were looking at communications between the White House and agencies on different matters. And one thing that they produced to us in response to that request was a PowerPoint presentation, basically training materials, that the Deputy Chief of Staff and the Office of the Secretary at HUD showed or trained or provided to 11 different regional administrators, which are the top-level folks that are out in the state implementing HUD programs, and about 20 or 25 of those people's subordinates. And these training materials talk about how HUD is going to have various levels of involvement rolling out Obamacare and the different activities that they're going to undertake, the different programs and the types of coordinators, the people inside those programs that they want to train up to be things like navigators, we've heard that term around Obamacare, enrollment counselors, making contacts with the people that are inside their programs, meaning American citizens that might be accessing HUD programs. They were making sure that, hey, if you're talking to these folks, make sure you do a sales pitch on Obamacare, too. And what's so pernicious about this is Congress never provided money for HUD to do this. And so if you remember the way that the story progressed is that HHS got a ton of money from Congress to implement Obamacare, and they blew through it. They didn't expect the kind of resistance that they got in the state. They didn't expect the Supreme Court to make Medicaid expansion optional for the state. And so they went through their money faster than they thought they were going to, and they were looking for more help from other agencies to help implement stuff. And we think that we've uncovered real hard evidence that what they've done is reached out to HUD and said, hey, if you're out there talking to folks, make sure you're doing a sales pitch for us.
Yeah, and of course, they're not legally, they can't do that, correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's really important that appropriations law, and that's the area of law that covers this, is followed. I mean, Congress provides money for very specific purposes. And this is, you know, I know the Obama administration has, you know, day and night been on Obamacare since the thing got passed, but there's other really important programs, and HUD is full of those types of programs that Congress gave them money and directed them to work on. And remember, every dollar that they're taking away from this, every man-hour spent talking about a program that's part of HHS's mandate, not HUD, means HUD's programs are being neglected. And so what we did is we wrote a letter to the Inspector General named David Montoya in HUD, and we said, you need to really take a look at what your agency is up to. Take a look at these programs. Now, the documents that we received show training materials, right? We don't have evidence that the actions took place, but there's a great guy that's in place to do that. The IGs are really great investigators. They know their agencies inside and out, and they'll be able to overturn whether anything happened here.
Yeah, I mean, you're a watchdog group, so when a lot of people see you coming, I kind of picture in my head they run in the opposite direction when they've got something to hide. I mean, that's a compliment to you, right? So was there any kind of surprise or any reaction to it? I guess you might not necessarily know, to the fact that you were able to find out about these enrollment counselors and then the navigators, which we knew about the navigators, but to find that some of this money might have been funneled in this direction. Was anybody surprised by that?
Well, we haven't heard back from the IG yet. We just sent the letter yesterday. But I look forward to being out again and telling you about his reaction as well as the investigation. But I would tie this to two other issues that are outside, you know, just this particular letter that we sent. John Thune and 39 different Republican senators sent a letter to the White House back in August of last year when the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services leaked a similar presentation. Somebody who worked there said, CMS is doing this kind of outreach to other agencies, and we don't think it's proper. And they leaked something to the senators on the Hill, and they called for an investigation. But they sent theirs to the White House. Now, is anybody surprised that the White House didn't investigate that? I'm certainly not.
Yeah.
The other thing that I would mention is David Montoya just completed an investigation of HUD for misuse of appropriation funds to lobby for more money. He caught six high-level folks in HUD that were lobbying the Hill for a higher appropriation next time around, and that's a violation. So we know he's somebody that will take a serious look at this. He just did so. He just released a report in February unrelated to our activities. So we have real good confidence that he's going to take this seriously.
Yeah, I'm always curious about this, because what you do is kind of like you work on a jigsaw puzzle. How do you decide? Because obviously we know, with as big as the government is, you're going to be able to pick around and poke and start to see some things that will fall out. How do you decide where you need to poke? How do you figure that out in the first place and then go with the Freedom of Information Act and file the letter and everything? I mean, you got to be poking around to get the information. How does that work?
Yeah, you're right. There is a lot of poking around. There's a lot of false positives. A lot of, you know, sometimes something comes across your desk and it just doesn't pass the smell test. And this was one of those things that somebody in our office, when it came across their desk, and I said it was unrelated to any work on healthcare or Obamacare. We said, you know what, this doesn't look proper. Let's take a real deep dive. Let's do our homework and make sure we've investigated all the appropriations laws and we've looked at other activities that they've undertaken. But sometimes, you know, you got to be monitoring the news at all times too, to sort of see what's hot and what's going on. But connecting those dots is really a skill. And you know, our greatest fear is that something comes across in a FOIA production and we don't connect the dots. And so we're always hungry to keep going back over what we have. As you know, because as time passes, you know, you learn something else and you have to remember, oh, this connects back to something I did 12 months ago. Let's make sure that we're circling back, whether, you know, it's with the folks in the press that we might have talked about it with, members on the Hill, other documents we might have in the organization. So it's an ongoing process. I think a jigsaw puzzle is a very apt analogy. It might be, you know, it's a jigsaw puzzle that's upside down sometimes. You know, you don't quite have the picture to look at, but sometimes you can match up the edges.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's interesting, too, with the papers that you filed, and you said you had to wait and see, you know, who knows what the reaction is, because you just sent that, obviously, in the beginning of the week to the Inspector General of HUD, and then you wait and you see, and also the Department of Health and Human Services. But you wait and see what happens as they try to either You know, so they get this, and then you wait and see what the response is. And I imagine also, because I think I've talked about this with you before, you have to keep kind of staying on top of that, right? Because that can just kind of float out there for a little bit of time, can't it?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we do have to touch back with them and make sure that they've got it and they've processed it and that they're, you know, it's up on their stack and make sure they're looking at it. But one thing I'd point to here, this isn't just about past activities, right? I mean, the documents that we uncovered were about what happened in 2013, and we certainly want to know the full story there. And if there's folks that violated the law, they need to be, you know, held to account on that. But this activity could still be going on, right? I mean, if somebody's not blowing the whistle on these folks, and if there's not government watchdog groups out there, it's quite possible that HUD and other agencies are still participating in this rollout of Obamacare, which is going to be full-court press for them for another couple of years here, really, until he leaves office. This administration is going to be working on it nonstop. And so if HUD is continuing to violate appropriation laws, we need to, you know, stop that activity now. And that's something that an IG would do. An IG investigation is something that gets agencies' attention. That's one of the things that they're real good at. You know, sometimes if we just had sent this letter to Secretary Donovan, who's the, you know, head of HUD, or if you send it to the White House, maybe you get brushed off. But when an IG starts sniffing around, and if we can catch his attention with this, we certainly hope we do, they'll start to pay attention.
Yeah, and this is something too that that I don't know that people realize this. What if they were to come back and they were to be able to document and say, well, some of these were volunteers. So if I'm a volunteer, can I talk about Obamacare? Couldn't I mention that? I mean, you can't, right? So wouldn't there be some people that would try to link it to that?
Yeah, I think you bring up an excellent point. A lot we've been talking about here is what HUD might have done that was improper because they didn't have money to spend on this. But there's another side to that. And that's HHS was given money to work on the implementation of this law, but they're restricted to only spending that money. They can't go out in what's known as augment their appropriation by getting volunteers to work on their project. If Congress has told an agency how much money it's allowed to spend, and often they go through a very specific list of the activities they are and are not allowed to engage in, an agency is not free to go out beyond that, get volunteers to come in. And in this case, and that's why you mentioned we sent the letter to the HHS IG, in this case, what it looks like, what HHS has done is gone to other agencies and said, hey, can you volunteer some time? Can you divert your programs? That's a violation of HHS's appropriation, just as it was for HUD. So that's something that, you know, they take it pretty seriously.
Yeah. All right, interesting stuff. We'll see what happens when it all comes back around, how long that takes and whatnot. As you said, sometimes these things can take some time. That's why I asked you if you have to knock around and try to get some answers there. James Valvo, Counsel and Senior Policy Advisor at Cause of Action. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me on. Have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We've been bouncing around a couple of different things on this I'm sick of taxes. I wish we had flat or fair tax. I'm all for that. Do you think there'll ever be a day when there is no three dreaded letters, the IRS? I'm not so sure about that. A lot of people did their taxes online, though, so maybe there wasn't as many people who found themselves sweating it out at the last second. Who knows? Speaking of taxing, there are a couple of things that fall into that category. We're going to hit them up here in just a second. But first, if you want to throw in your two cents, you certainly can. We've kicked around a few things. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Robert in Ohio. Hey, Robert, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Kate. I wanted to talk about that thing out there in Nevada and how our government snuck around and found out there was mineral things under there, and they want to get those cattle off of there so that they can sell that to China and have a Chinese factory come in there and build solar energy.
Yeah, we were talking about that last night. Then all the workers there'd be no American workers anyway, but regardless, they would do this, the solar panels. You're absolutely right, Robert, and get $5 billion, by the way, from the Chinese for it. And you have the Bundy family that has had the grazing of the cattle there forever, since, 1800s. And now there was this big standoff, as you already know that story. And it's kind of an, it's not kind of, it is an end around by Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, who suddenly is screaming about this.
And you know, not only that, but think of all the factories that has dismantled in this country and already went to China. We might as well give the whole country to China.
Yeah.
And one more thing, please. I think the One World Order, the New World Order is already among us. I think we have a runaway government.
All right, so you think the government is, there's other strings being pulled.
Yeah, I believe we've got a runaway government. We've been infiltrated. It took years to do it, but I believe that's what the problem is. And we better pray to God we can do something about it.
All right, Robert, thanks for the call. Robert in Ohio, especially talking about the Nevada situation, which I think is brutal. Because Bundy and the family history and all the cattle and the confusion over the federal lands, I think was catastrophic, and that's part of the problem. That's why the feds aren't saying anything about what their next move is. I can't go there with Robert on the whole New World Order thing, but I can with the rancher and the standoff, and I can also understand what he's saying about the government in the sense that I think the government's infiltrated in a different way. I think the deck is stacked in a different way. And that's why you have to be more diligent and pay attention to who you're electing and pay attention to what's happening in the midterms and what's happening in 2016. Because I do think we still have power of the people, but we don't want to give all of that away. And there is something to the who's pulling the money strings here, and we know that, both for the Democrats and for the Republicans. So there is something to that without a doubt. But the tensions are pretty high, like I said. Are the feds, how far are they going to go to pursue Bundy, and what's the next move in this? Yeah, I mean, you had a massive amount of protesters, really hundreds, not exaggerated, of protesters that were there to help Bundy, and they showed up to protest the feds grabbing his cattle. And then you had the other side of it, of course, anyone in law enforcement, they were armed, and I've already described this. And the big question is, a couple of things, is are there going to be any repercussions for anybody who was an armed protester? You know, will they go after them? Is this something that will happen? The Justice Department is not saying very much. They're not making any comments about this whatsoever. And I think part of that is because of not so much the Bundy side. Oh, he owes money in grazing, and so what that his family settled there in the 19th century and, you know, all that stuff. I think it's more about the fact that they want to put a Chinese factory on that land, and they want the $5 billion. That's what they want. It's not about so much, I really believe this, not so much about Bundy and, oh, he can't, the land and how much he owes and all that stuff. You know, Harry Reid saying it's not over. We can't have in America people that violate the law and just walk away from it, so it's not over, blah, blah, blah. I don't think it's about that. I think the deeper issues, they didn't necessarily want that out. I think that they were embarrassed by all of that coming out, dribbling out. Of course, the information was there if you had seen it, but a lot of people didn't see the information. It's too bad. It's too bad for the cattle rancher's family. Ridiculous that it comes down to that. But, hey, people showed up to help him, so good for him. It made a difference, because look at what happened. All of a sudden, nobody's saying anything, and it's going to be up to the Justice Department, I think, to sort it out. This was a huge story about this man that was arrested after some backpacks were found near the Boston Marathon finish line. What we're talking about is there's a guy who thought it would be funny to have confetti in one of the bags in a pressure cooker, you know, a rice cooker, and that was one of the things. And the idea was to set off the confetti, I suppose. But they say that the guy that they picked up was not of sound mind. That's how he was described. So the bomb squad, the backpacks were detonated by the bomb squad, because, of course, they, they can't take any chances with that. And as you know, you think of that area around the finish line on Boylston Street that had to be evacuated again because of this hoax device, and they're going to charge them with disorderly conduct, disturbing the peace, possession of that device. The man was running, I guess, barefoot toward the finish line. He was carrying a backpack. He was screaming, "Boston Strong." They say he was wearing a black veil, acting strange, and it wasn't clear if both of the backpacks belonged to him or any of that kind of stuff. But here it comes hours after everybody in the city pauses to recognize the one-year anniversary of the 2013 bombing at the finish line of the marathon, where three people were killed, as you know, and hundreds were wounded. And you had the governor there and Boston's former mayor, Tom Menino, and the vice president was there. And, you know, we certainly know the details of what happened, but what a crazy thing. They were able to knock it down pretty quickly. But it shows you they had to use the bomb squad to be safe because they weren't quite sure what was in at least one of the backpacks. And that took some time and shut down that area because of that. So, you know, how about that? In the meantime, there still are a lot of people, I think, that are shocked by what happened over the weekend at the Jewish Community Center and the shootings there and the fact that a 73-year-old man, Frazier Glenn Cross, was in court making a court appearance and he's a white supremacist. It doesn't make any sense. He, you know, he faced the judge and he only spoke when he was asked questions. He's held on $10 million bond. Next time he'll be back in court will be the 24th of April. And sadly, a doctor, his 14-year-old grandson, and another woman were shot, gunned down outside of two different areas. Terry LaManna, the 53-year-old therapist and a mother of two, was shot outside of Village Shalom, which is a Jewish retirement complex. She was visiting her mom, actually. Then there was the doctor and the William Corporon, his name was, and his 14-year-old grandson, Reet Griffin Underwood. They were shot and killed outside the Jewish Community Center in Kansas City. All three were not Jewish, too, by the way, which is very strange. So in Kansas, as they decide about capital murder and going after the death penalty, one of the circumstances where you can pursue it, it would include intentional killing of more than one person. So there is a window to pursue that, and that's being discussed. It's being discussed as a possibility. So in the case of the 53-year-old, I guess her death doesn't meet the standard for capital murder. But the two being gunned down in the short amount of time, part of the same act, does. So they're going after this as a hate crime, that they've got enough evidence for that. And they're looking at federal charges that are probably about a week or more away. And they've got to figure out, they've got to resolve the state case, and then it'll be moved to a federal trial. But boy, it's very, very sad what's happened to that community. And instantaneously, boom, just like that on a Sunday, not expecting to hear those gunshots from a shotgun seemingly out of nowhere. And more details about Cross are really strange. He actually ran for office in 2006, and he ran for Senate in 2010 in Missouri, and his platform was white power. Hang with us.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. We're going to check the mail. Tons of emails to jump to, but right before we do that, I am the poll princess after all. So let me throw this poll in. Would you be shocked to know that most Americans oppose using force against Mother Russia? Yep. So says the McClatchy-Maris survey that this is specifically where it breaks down. The poll was released that says, and you think of Crimea, just, last month Russia annexed Crimea, and that's a sign of, I think, some of the things that are happening now. There's a large pro-Russian population in certain areas of the Ukraine, but Crimea especially, and Moscow made its move. So, we've seen this standoff and had conversations about, is this a throwback to the Cold War, and are we pushing Putin out, and what does that mean for Russia, the sanctions, and what does it mean for the U.S.? Well, in this poll, 55% of Americans say they consider the Ukraine to be a U.S. national interest. 39 say saving the country is either or not very important or not important to any of us in the U.S., and there isn't really much partisan divide. Only 7% say military options against Russia should be considered. 46 say the best way to deal with the crisis is through economic or political means. 43% say the U.S. should not get involved at all. Should not get involved at all. Two-thirds of Americans say Russia will not stop with Crimea and will send troops into other parts of the Ukraine. You've said that when you've called the show and we've talked about it. As for the president, 45% say they approve of how the Prez is handling the situation between Kiev and Moscow, with an equal 45% saying they disapprove of the job he's doing in dealing with the crisis. Not surprised. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Brian, who says, hello, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but I still haven't found the 777. I think I've heard people call your show and seem to think that that's going to happen. I think that they are out of their minds. I think there's a deeper conspiracy here. People don't want to talk about it. But I'm going to have to say that I agree that the people were killed on the plane. They tried to land it somewhere else, and I think that it didn't work out for them. But I think there was a much bigger picture to this story. Well, I don't know that they're going to find that plane. They got the underwater probe happening, the Bluefin 21. How deep is it going to go? Are they going to see any debris? So far, nope, haven't had it. We had all those satellite photos, nothing, nada. The pings, oh, we're getting close, then they're not close, now we've narrowed the area. So I'm not a believer in finding the plane. I don't think they're going to find it. I don't. Nothing is conclusive until they find that plane. I do think there's more of a mystery to it. I don't know what the mystery is. Was it a potential hijacking? Why'd they veer off course? What, you know, just so many unanswered questions. Will the block, if they even found it, the black box, would it tell us anything? Imagine living with that. You know, you had somebody like the couple that had grown children and a couple of grandchildren. They saved their whole life, these Australians, to go to China. And here it was their moment. They're finally going to China, hardly ever took trips anywhere. And then the plane is gone. And that's it. The plane's gone. And who knows? Who knows what happens if they were killed, the plane veered up higher, if there's something else going on that we have no idea about, if there's some other piece of evidence that's being buried somewhere. Although part of that seems unlikely. I think they have no idea what they're doing. I think this is just like reaching around and grabbing at straws, personally. And they're really mucking it up. The Malaysians have really, really screwed it up. I mean, they make the mystery 10 times worse. They really have added to that. Okay, here's another one. This one from Gil, who says, Kate, this is the first time that I have sent you an email. I really was thinking about calling the show, but then I chickened out. Sorry. I think what happened in Kansas City is just amoral. I think this guy is a bottom feeder. I think that he deserves to die. I hope they give him the death penalty. You read the stories of the people that were killed, and they were givers. Young, older, givers, givers, givers. And it must just take a toll on the families to know that they just happened to be in the wrong place, and this moron didn't even hit his intended targets, which would have been just as equally as bad. It is a hate crime. I'm not all in with people being charged for hate crimes when sometimes I think it's a convenient way to dump that tag out there. But this is accurately being billed as a hate crime. Go get them. Okay, well, I just talked about some of the details of that. I think it is sad. What's really sad is the 14-year-old freshman who was going for an audition. He had this great voice. He was hoping he was going to win a scholarship, right? So he's trying out for the KC Superstar, which is kind of an American Idol sort of test, you know, that would have named him perhaps the best high school singer in Kansas City, and that's why he was at the community center. And if he had made it to the next round, he had another song he was going to sing, and it's very sad. And so his grandfather picked him up to drive him to that competition. They were together. That's how that happened. And it's just unbelievable. That's what it is. There aren't any words. That's what you got to say. There's no words for this. Okay, so let's zig over here to another one. This one from Bill. He emails a slot. Bill says, Kate, it's the same old, midterm elections, baby. People have a chance to make a difference. I think there are some seats that are up for grabs, and we could see a complete change in the Senate. I do have to tell you that I am fired up about the midterms. I started out as a Democrat, but got so infuriated with what I saw from the Democrats, and I still don't think that the Republicans are worth their salt, most of them anyway, but I can tolerate some of them much more than I can the Democrats. And you may see a big switch in the Senate. Well, The Democrats do have a big task. Of the 36 Senate races this year, so a third of the Senate is up for election every 2 years, right? Democrats have 21 seats. So they're on the defense, and the Republicans are on the offense. They've got, the Dems have a 55-45 seat majority, and it does make a difference. Think of the voting and where the voting goes. So there are some slim chances in a couple of key areas, like South Dakota, West Virginia would probably be another one where it'd be pretty tough there. It'll be interesting to see. I think this midterm elections will be, it will be interesting. It will be competitive because there could be some big switches that happen. Okay, this one from Roger, who says, Kate, I don't understand it. You know, I get all my stuff ready for my taxes, and then I wait till the last minute. I just can't stomach doing them. I don't like the way we do things in the United States because I feel like the middle class gets squeezed out. And the more I think about it and the more I look at the forms, the more disgusted that I become. I have my own business. I try to treat the people who work for me right. I've sacrificed a lot for this business, and it just gets tougher and tougher and tougher. I really don't believe that this administration is pro-business unless you are a big political ally or donor, and that's part of the problem. Somehow politicians have to get their hands out of the cookie jar, and they can say they're not there, but I really think they're there, and it's a whole twisted deal. All right, that's kind of rambling in a couple of different directions, but, yeah, people get fired up on tax day. Who really likes the IRS? I call it the three dreaded letters. And there's something about, I don't know, there's something about taxes. Fair taxes is one thing. Flat tax is another thing. I think there's got to be some better alternatives to the way we figure this deal out. So I'm not suggesting you think of where your taxes go, but when you're the heavy burden of taxes is the thing. And it seems like every time you turn around, doesn't it feel like that? As somebody has their hand out, you know, all over the place. Whether it's your property taxes soar or something else, and then it all cascades into one, doesn't it? It never seems to equal out. Oh, I don't blame them. Not at all. Hey, if you have something to say, do it. Send me an email, americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.